What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Vincent, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks out of the Sun Belt Conference, where you can see him play Georgia State, Georgia Southern, all those schools over this way. So, Coach Vincent, how things over there in Monroe today, buddy?
Going good, man. Just finished up a day's work, you know, in the morning with the kids with workouts, weights, and, you know, nutrition and the things that we try to do to recover their midweek. So we've had a good day, man. We've had a good June. You know, we're trying to judge it to be a better team by the end of June. Like, how good can this team be by the end of June? You know, right before we give them a break there for the 4th of July.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you, Coach, how cool is it to have your guys on campus, kind of build that camaraderie now before fall camp starts? Kind of, you said, get them used to recovery, how you all watch film, how you practice, how you go about the day, get them structured in that routine of doing come fall camp time, this is how it's going to be for us to be successful and get to a bowl game again and get to Monroe where we want to be at.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest key is being consistent. You know, I think that, you know, to become in this sport and in this business, you know, there's, and especially in the Sun Belt is a great league. And, you know, we've just got to continue to build. We love where we're at, where we're going. You know, we're going into year two. Year one is always the toughest. And I feel like you can make your biggest strides between year one and year two because you've had your, you know, your speed program. You know, there's familiarity that you've got consistency in it, in your weight program, in your terminology, really in just your standards and what you believe in. And I think this team has taken a big step. You know, I'm excited. I think we've had everybody feels good about their offseason. And I'm very critical, you know, of our offseason and very real and on where we're at. And I'd like it, you know, we won championship in 18. We won the West in 19. Got beat in the championship and won the West and won it all in 20. And I think that, you know, this football team, in particularly, you know, reminds me a lot of the 20 team.
No doubt, Coach. I ask you this, Coach, for you, What do you look for in a young man's spirit when you recruit him to want to bring him to be a part of your program? What are the key pillars that you want a young man to have to be a part of your program to really keep the culture you want set going forward with the guys you're bringing in?
I think the key is something that I use with our staff and with our team a lot is the right kind of kid. And so what do we mean by the right kind of kid? And it's the kid that fits this culture, the kid that fits this community, that fits this mission, you know, this purpose of turning around, you know, a program that's been down for a long time and restoring it and getting it back to its winning championship ways. And that, you know, that's something that the right kind of kid, he thrives. He wants that underdog role. He wants something to prove. So I look for kids that, number one, they got to have unbelievable effort because effort's too easy. You know, effort's too easy to control, but it's their effort. It's their mentality. It's their toughness. You know, were they a captain? You know, are they the hardest worker on the team? You know, are they that guy that is a leader? Who is he when things are tough? You know, there's all that criteria, you know, when you just take out speed and film and height and all that. There's a certain criteria, I believe, that you can still win with nowadays. I know football's changing and that's fine and we're adapting. But, you know, toughness, discipline, mentality, and unbelievable effort still wins.
And, Coach, you're right about that. It's funny you say that, Coach. I was saying that to my interns yesterday about you control your attitude and your effort and how you compete. I said, well, I'm not on the football field anymore. I compete this radio thing every day. I want to get the best guests I can, be the best I can be, have the best savings I can be, and be who I am on the radio and be successful. I've been in this game over 13 years, 14, 15 years. So I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to show you the way. And it's about my attitude, my effort, and my mentality every day to feed my family. Because if I don't get on this radio every day, I don't feed my kids. You know, so that mentality
right,
is teaching
right.
My interns about attacking even the media, the way I attack the football field.
That's right. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if it's football, if it's radio, if it's real estate, if it's plumbing, and if it's it's still what are your core foundations and what do you stand on? And I think one of the biggest things is how we treat people. You know, how you treat people. What are you about? You know, are you about winning? Or are you about losing? Are you about positive? Or are you about negative? Are you about, you know, it's real crystal clear the difference between winning and losing. And I think. I apologize. I don't know what happened.
Oh, you're good, Coach. It's live. It's race radio. It's all good. Keep on going, Coach. It's all good, buddy.
So, you know, anyway, I think that, and when you can cultivate that and you can build the relationship between each other that they truly care and it's about the mission and the mission has to be clear and has to be defined and they have to be bought into the mission or you're going to fail. You're never going to reach the destination that you want. And it's not easy, you know, and you got to be built a certain kind of way. So I like the progress of this team really going into year two.
No doubt, Coach, the Sun Belt is a tough conference. I don't know if people don't understand, don't realize that for a group of five league, it's very, very tough every Saturday. And talk about that, making sure your team is prepared every week to go 1-0 because every week is a tough opponent, no matter who it is, up and down that conference.
You know, number one, the Sun Belt is a very physical, well-coached football league. It really is. If you just look at the West and you look at, you know, ULL, you look at Texas State, you look at South Alabama, you look at Troy, you know, you look at ULM, you look at Arkansas State, you know, the West, it's a solid league. Then you go to the East and you go to App State and Coastal and James Madison and Marshall and Georgia Southern, Georgia State. My goodness, Old Dominion. I mean, this is a league now that's it's tough top to bottom, and you've got to be able to survive at the end. And a lot of it is, shit, who's the toughest? Who's the last man standing? You know, because the physical battles week in and week out in this league and the coaching in this league is elite.
No doubt, Coach. That's why this time of year is even more important because you play some behemoths in your conference. So that's their weight room, that recovery, that nutrition, all that matters because you got to have guys on the field to fight these tough battles every Saturday from August to November to December, hopefully.
No, you got to. And you got to be able to – it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you want to be peaking in week 8. Week eight, you know, I've been a part of three championships, three West championships, two conference championships in college, and a state championship in high school. And it's all the same. You want to be peaking around November because that's when those games come down. A lot of people are in the race early, but who's in that race there towards the end? And if you can just continue to be hard on yourself and embrace the process of growing and developing, getting better, growing and developing, but and staying on the standards of discipline and toughness, then you got a chance to peak week eight and nine. And that's the whole key when you start hitting your, if you can hit that stride, and those were the keys, you know, to winning those championships.
And Coach Vincent, you have a great non-conference schedule, a talented team. Alabama, UTEP, my man Scotty, in Northwestern. Talk about challenging your team in the non-cons to really get them ready for that tough Sun Belt marathon.
You know, you go back to last year, our first year, and we had the number one toughest group of five schedule, you know, that ESPN came out with. We had Jackson State, who went 11-2. We had UAB. We had Auburn, and we had Texas. So those were our, you know, okay, so it was tough. Now this year we got, you know, the St. Francis. We got UTEP. We've got, you know, Alabama. We've got to go to Tuscaloosa prime time Saturday night on the SEC Network, and we got to go to Northwestern, another, you know, Big 12 team that those guys are they're, you know, they're big, they're good, they're fast. That's a great league up there. So at the end of the day, you just want to build your roster and build your team to get in that fire and be able to to focus in the fire and be steady in that storm from the beginning to the end.
And Coach Vince, let me ask this, man, for you, when did you decide you want to get into coaching? Like, what kind of trigger you say, hey, coaching is my future. I want to give back and pour to young men.
Probably my junior year in high school, my high school coach had such an impact on my life and my mentality and really my direction of where I was going. You know, Sam Royce, he was my high school coach, and I knew my junior year in high school that I wanted to be a football coach, really because of his influence and his power of influence over me. And that's what it was. And I started as a student assistant. I guess I was just turned 20 years old under Bobby Johns at West Alabama. And my defensive coordinator, Ernest Hill, we went to college together and started coaching together, and started as a high school coach, you know, position coordinator, head coach, won a lot of games, position coach at college, OC, assistant head coach, and now just continue this journey and embracing the opportunity and the honor of being the head football coach here at ULM and building a program and doing things that have never been done.
No doubt. And you have another, I mean, you have a great thing there in Monroe. And talk about this, coach. You know, you got you up the road from Grambling. You got La Tech, Shreveport up the road. Talk about it's just the good, great football you have up there in North Louisiana with those four-story programs up there.
Man, the Northeast Louisiana is loaded, you know, just with talent, with coaches. There's a lot of pride and there's a lot of passion. You know, I know Mickey, Coach Joseph well at Grambling, and man, the energy and passion that he brings. And then La Tech, you know, 20 minutes down the road in Ruston, there's such a rivalry historically between La Tech and ULM. And you know, that's a game that we need to get back on. In my opinion, we need to get back on the schedule. We need to play those guys. You know, it's time to make that happen, regardless of conference, no conference, who cares? Let's tee it up, because at the end of the day, it would bring so much energy and positivity, you know, to both programs, and we're too close not to play.
No doubt, man. It's good that students can hang out together too, or so close to each other. Y'all can just go up I-10 and have a good time together. So it's great, great up there. And let me ask this, coach, for you, man. My grandmother is from Simpson County, Kentucky. So talk about Kentucky and what and that Kentucky upbringing and what it meant to you. I know I go to see my grandma's family in Simpson County, Kentucky. Is I feel the fit of love and just the camaraderie and the warmness of everybody. But how was it being a Kentucky guy yourself, man, growing up in the Bluegrass State?
Man, you know, growing up, you kind of, that's really all you know. You know what I mean? It's all you know. It's, you know, growing up to be a Scotty, you know, you grow up in throughout Little League and middle school, and you got those, you want to be like the guys that you looked up to playing. And then, you know, you just had great relationships and great experiences and all those childhood memories and friendships and relationships. And then you sit there and when you go back and you just like you realize how beautiful this state is. It's a beautiful state with great people. There's a lot of every state is a little bit different and it has its culture. And a lot of the southern states are similar in their cultures and their passions. And Kentucky's really no different.
No doubt. Well, Coach Vincent, I'll tell you what, man, it's good to have you on the show, man. Do this again really soon, and I'll be cheering for you, and I hope to get a great year and a great bowl. We're talking again in December, man, after you had a great year.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We'll make it a deal. I appreciate you, boss, man. I really do.
Thanks, Houston, Coach. Be safe, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.